702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Right, let's focus our attention on schools. Of course, schools, many of them closed for this week, and they're certainly not at school today, but education very much in our thoughts and minds on Youth Day. And there are many questions being asked about whether schools should be going back to full-time in July as government proposes. To talk about this, we're joined by Elijah Mhlanga, Chief Director of Communications and of the Media Department at the Department of Basic Education. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. We've heard you earlier this week saying, despite the safety concerns people are expressing about COVID-19, you're arguing that learners are safer at school than they would be at home. Give us the basis for which you make that assertion. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, we continue to hold that position that learners are safer in school because before they enter the premises, we make sure that each and every one of them have their mask on and that they are washing their hands, they sanitize, and that they social distance. And that particular requirement remains in place throughout the time in the school, inside the classroom, and outside. And even during the breaks, we make sure that they don't all come out. They take turns to make sure that the school remains at half the capacity so that
yes,
they're able to adhere to the requirement. To the requirement of social distancing. So even throughout the day when they're there, there's someone monitoring their movement and making sure that all of them are compliant.
That is the intention. Do you know for sure that that's happening at every school? And I don't expect you to know exactly what's happening in 27,000 and something schools, but your inspectors, your admin people must be monitoring compliance. Have you had concerns about compliance in terms of the systems you've just described?
Well, every school has a COVID-19 committee.
Yes.
So the monitoring happens at the school level itself because even the teachers themselves have to comply. So it's not something that is being imposed on learners. They too have to make sure that what they tell the learners to do, they must start by doing it and comply. So that has helped in that when schools were reopened in June last year, we were able to go to the end of the year, learners were assessed, and we were able to plan for
yes,
this year. And even this year, at the beginning of the year, we reminded schools about the standard operating procedures and the absolute need for all of them to comply so that we can keep schools safe. And we have been able to do that. But of course, the ways that occur, they affect the entire country, and schools are not isolated because the learners live with their parents who go to work, who
yes,
travel using public transport and attend social gatherings. So they will be affected, but chances of infection there are lower than elsewhere because even if you have come into contact with someone who might have the virus, if you are wearing your mask correctly, social distancing and washing your hands and sanitizing, chances of you getting the virus are low. But of course, we cannot say that there's 100% compliance, but we try to inform our schools and remind them every day that they need to comply because it's in all our best interest that everyone stays safe.
Mr. Mhlanga, you're highlighting the variables and the aspects of the situation that reinforce your point, and that's understandable. But let me put this to you. Two things. First of all, the numbers of learners getting infected and teachers getting infected is high and growing. I think the Free State has had particular problems. And secondly, the scenario you describe with children with their masks on all the time, keeping social distance, surely that must be undermined by the natural instincts of young people to gather around somebody's phone or to chase a soccer ball that's in the playground and to take their masks off, because adults do. Why would we assume that young people are not doing that? And given then the fact that they are congregating in large numbers, surely you must accept there is a comparable risk at school to the risks they face at home.
In fact, the risk is at home. When schools were closed, learners were playing unsupervised in the street.
Yes.
The parents did not know where they were. So that is the danger of keeping schools closed. In school, as opposed to home and street, there is compliance, there is monitoring, which you don't find elsewhere. That's why we feel it's better to be in school. But of course, the infections don't necessarily happen among learners. They happen at home. That's why we say it is the adults who go to parties, and they sing and shout at each other, infecting each other.
Many adults don't, though. I mean, I don't know what the statistics tell us about what proportion of South Africans are behaving irresponsibly, but huge numbers of adults aren't.
No, they are. We've seen images and videos of people who are going
But with respect, Mr. Mhlanga, images and videos, presumably on social media and other platforms, are not a representative sample of the domestic and social behavior of the majority of South Africans. I think for you to assert that most parents are going out to parties screaming and shouting with masks off is not borne out by any data, surely.
No, there's data every day. In fact, that data is the one that pushed Cabinet to take the decision that was taken yesterday, as announced by the President last night at 8 p.m., because the numbers are showing that people are getting infected. And when you look at the adults who have tested positive, as well as the number of young people who have tested positive, you will see that the majority of those people are adults. All you need to do is to go to any testing center. You will see that it's adults in cars at drive-through testing centers who are doing the testing. So it's very clear. That is the adults who should be taking responsibility and taking the lead, but they're not doing that. When the president speaks, he speaks to us as adults so that we can be responsible and cascade that message down to our children. The children need to do any differently.
Yes. Thank you very much, Elijah Mhlanga, Chief Director of Communications and of the Media Department at the Department of Basic Education. My own view, I think this is at least a substantial debate. I mean, I think there are many strong arguments for some of the, let's call them the disciplines at schools. And we've had parents and teachers and others calling in and saying some of these things are not always observed as they should, as they should be. I also think there are valid concerns that parents and others are expressing. What I'm looking for is a debate that doesn't crudify what's happening in people's homes, because I think and I believe strongly that it's true that the vast majority of parents and people are doing their level best. That's my sense of it. If it's not a vast majority, I think it is a majority and a substantial one. And to depict the homes of people as places of recklessness, I'm not sure it's hugely helpful. But what do you think? 20 past five, I'd love your calls.